chapter 44. Down on the rocky outcrop, Toggart gritted his teeth bravely.
Poor, I didn't know I reserved so much.
Bryony inspected the barbed point of the shaft she had removed from her mole friend's shoulder.
At least it's not poisoned. You're a lucky mole. Lie still and let Lord Duskskin's bats see to the wound.
Toggart watched as several bats gathered around him. They stopped the bleeding with skeins of spiderweb, binding the arrow hole with mountain moss and a paste made from some strange type of cave fungus. The mole swigged deep from a pitcher of lilac-coloured liquid.
This do taste nice. E flying mouth has been good beasts.
The bat's hissing laughter sounded like escaping steam.
Flying mouses! Did you hear that, Lord Duskskin? The funny beast calls us flying mouses. Flying mouses!
Lord Duskskin glanced up anxiously.
It grows dark, dark. The mighty one has not called you mouse maid. What is happening?
Bryony curtsied politely to the Batlord.
Sire, will you and your creatures take care of Toggart until I return? I must go and see what is happening.
The only protection Bryony had was the small knife that had been in their haversack. Gripping it firmly in her teeth, she began climbing slowly toward the exit hole. A fire glowed in the centre of the plateau on the mountain top. Sentries posted around the edge watched for any movement of the hares during the night. Not far from the fire lay Sunflash the Mace, still unconscious. The badger was bound between two broken spear shafts, driven into the surface cracks, footpaws out straight, and his forepaws stretched behind his head, the ropes cutting cruelly into them. Swart sat by the fire, hardening an ash javelin point in its flames. Vale crouched at the other side of the blaze, watching the warlord.
So, after many long seasons, you've finally caught your enemy,
he said. Swart rubbed the smoking javelin end against a rock until it was like the tip of a great dark brown needle and snarled.
Aye, many, many long seasons. Longer than you've lived, brat.
Vale enjoyed baiting Swart.
Just shows how clumsy you are. That badger would have been slain all those long seasons ago if he was my enemy.
The warlord smiled, refusing to rise to the bait.
Addle brain, how many enemies have you ever had, eh?